You to see what you're involved with, what you've been happening to you as a church. We bring greetings from Griffithstown Baptist Church and our pastor, Avon Lloyd Thomas, and it's wonderful to be amongst you and to share with you this morning. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we praise you and bless you and thank you and ask right now that you'll speak to our hearts and souls and minds. If our hearts have grown cold to your word, we ask, dear Lord, that you would make them soft and malleable once again. Dear Lord, if we no longer want to hear what you would say to us, clear out our ears and speak directly to us. And dear Lord, give us a hunger, give us a need for our God and his word. For, dear Lord, we desire to be transformed so that we might be your people upon this land today. We ask this in your holy and precious name, and God's people said. Amen. Thank you. The reading this morning is from Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. That's Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. Very important that you should have your Bibles with you, because I could make a mistake. And you would never know, would you? But there you are. Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. This is what it says in God's Word. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, that's Christ's followers at that time, I have not stopped giving thanks to you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Thank you. Could have had a couple of hallelujahs in that lot, but there you go. I wonder what you are in Christ. What do you expect from your Christian walk? What do you expect of the church? What do you desire? What do you really want in your life? Is this all that it should be? I don't know about you, but I am very dissatisfied in my walk with Christ. And I desire for it to be greater. I desire to have a better relationship with him. I desire to be able to hear him so much more closely and clearly. But what about yourself? Somebody said to me the other week, if only I could worship as I used to worship. They sort of lost, or their first love had grown dim. Has your first love grown dim? And do you wish it to be revitalized? Do you desire to have such a greater walk with Christ, that you are a power in this world, not necessarily for yourself, but because of what Christ is in your life? What I've observed and discovered within my church experience, that we seem to have this whole scale dumbing down of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church has tried to compartmentalize him and his spirit. It has by and large rejected his power and does it best to isolate him, for they wish to remain in control rather than remain in Christ. It seems that we as God's people have forgotten that we are forgiven. Are you forgiven here this morning? Nobody's yet forgiven this morning, dear me. Thank you very much. Are you here forgiven this morning for what he has done for you? Is it that perhaps you no longer feel free? Is it that you've rejected the body of Christ? For he has established his body here upon this earth, and that is you. I'm going to have to use Terry again. Terry, could you just stand up a minute, just for a second? I'm only going to use you as a prop. We hope you don't mind. Yes. This is Terry. You all know Terry. And you can see he's here as a whole person. But if I cover his face, who's standing here? It's Terry. If I was, I'm not saying he's fat or anything, if I was to try and cover his body, but you could see his head, it's still Terry, isn't it? And this is his body. And this is where we are in Christ. For our head is in heaven, but his body is upon this earth. And this is you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. This is who and what you are. We are told in God's word that we are the body of Christ. And this means that you are part of that body. You may be an arm, a leg, or in some internal organ, but you are the body of Christ, which means you have the attributes, you have the power, you have the grace. You are Christ's embodiment upon this earth. And if our head is in heaven, and that you are Christ upon this earth, then what are you doing as God's people? Have you embraced that you are the body of Christ? Do you believe this? Is it in your hearts, your souls and minds? For if we accept this, if we understand it, and if we embrace and believe that we are Christ's body, then what are you doing as God's child? For you are an adopted heir within the kingdom. You are living out your life in that kingdom. Are you present and acting out as God's child in this world? Or do you bring shame to him? He who loves you. He who sent his son to die for you so that you might be reconciled back to him. Do you believe this? Or have you rejected this? And if you've rejected this, then you've rejected him. Do you believe that you are a child of God? Or is it that the Lord Jesus Christ came in vain, for he tried to speak to you? He has tried to quicken you, but you have no desire for him. In John 14, verses 12 and 14, it says this. And remember, this is Jesus speaking. I tell you the truth. Who is telling you the truth? Jesus. Jesus is God's Son, and God does not tell us lies. So when we hear from Christ's mouth, he is telling us the truth. And he tells us this, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Can anyone tell me what Jesus did while he was upon this earth? You help me out, Terry. Healing. Thank you very much. Healing. He first brought glory to the Father. He had a relationship with his Father. He was obedient. He had purpose. He came to heal and encourage and give good news. This is what it says in Luke 4, verses 8 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And remember what Christ said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. So you, as God's children, how many of you are involved and active in this work? For he has enabled you as God's people. How many of you have brought good news? Or do you prefer to bring evil tidings or gossip? It's very easy, isn't it, to just stand one side. Do you know what happened to so-and-so? This is what's happened to them in their life. And then your response is, did they? Well, I never believed that. Or rather, do you bring good news of he who loves you? Have you brought freedom to those who are imprisoned? Or do you yearn for them to be in their same captivity that you are, because of your words and deeds? Have you brought light, or do you enjoy the darkness? Why should others experience the light? For you are in darkness that you have surrounded yourself with, rather than experience the Lord's favor because of your predicament, and you hate those who have the Lord's favor. Or is it that perhaps you've brought a lie? Bought into the lie of the world. You've stayed. You've never moved on being a follower of Christ. Rather, you haven't stepped up to be a disciple. Do you believe perhaps this fellowship, this church has nothing else to offer? But loved ones of God, God wants so much more for you. He wants so much more for you as a fellowship and as a church. He wants you to go into this land and take it by storm and enable people to know the freedom that you have, for you have the freedom of God in your life, for you have been forgiven. You may not want to forgive yourselves, but Christ has forgiven you. When he looked upon you while we were crucifying him, he didn't look with hatred and anger, but rather with love and say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. God wants you to be so much more than you are. We've been told that when we pray to God, God responds to us in three particular ways. Yes, no, and wait. Most of the time we wait, yet what does it say in God's word? If you go back to John 14, it says this, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I am doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Hold on a minute, we've been told, yes, no, wait. Yet Jesus says to us, I will do whatever you ask in my name. Have you been born again? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, Master, and friend? Have you been baptized and filled with his Holy Spirit? Have you been transformed from a follower to a disciple of Christ? This is a response to you. He will do whatever you ask in his name. No time delay, no pause, no waiting. He just gets on with it as he expects you to get on with it. We can so misunderstand what God wishes to speak to us. We can so misunderstand what it says in his word. Yet our reading says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do greater things than these because I am going to the Father. He's going to sit by the right-hand side of the Father. And he will speak on your behalf. He will bring your petitions to his Father. For he is asking on your behalf. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. So the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. This is the truth. For Christ has said it. It is a promise. And what a promise. I wonder if you really heard what I just said. He has told you, you can go to him, you can ask anything in his name. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. What have you asked for Christ in the last week, in the last month, in your lifetime? Or is it that perhaps you feel, well, perhaps I've asked for too much. How can you ask for too much when he died for you? Terry's got a poem where he says, in there, he never thought that perhaps God would say, oh, here it comes again, because he used to have this great long list. And now he has a relationship with God. Do you have that relationship so God can respond to your needs? He can respond to what concerns you, what you desire, what you will know will make you whole, that enable you to walk closer to him. Beloved, loved ones of God, know that you're not worms, though many pray that you are. That you're not in the dirt, though many would like to keep you there. You see, you are blood bought. You're adopted children of God, filled with his Spirit. You are warriors. You are prince and princesses. And if you are following the way, this is what our God, our Lord, says. He tells us, for he does not lie to us. He says, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Why aren't we living to this level of potential with God? Why is it that we seem to be bound ourselves up with the expectation of the world's existence? Why is it we don't seem to enjoy living in an unconstrained way. Rather, we constrain ourselves. We keep Jesus' arm's length. And when the world looks at us, do they see us living with joy and potential and greatness and purpose which Christ has given you? Have you stepped forward and offered your life to Him so that He is able to use His incomparable power? What is this saying to us? It's saying that nothing can be compared to God's great power, that power which is available to you in your lives. Believe it. It says that power is nothing like anything else. His mighty strength working in your life. For remember, God raised Jesus from the dead, and only God can do this. God can work miracles through you. For if we believe, then God can do anything in this world through His body, which is represented by you here this morning. God has such power. Do you believe in that power? The power of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is given us through the Holy Spirit. Because God created the universe, and it doesn't matter if you think it was 4.3 billion years ago or 5,000 to 6,000 years ago. He has the power of all things. He has dominion of all things. Everything is under His feet. I wonder if you believe that. Do you believe that? For if you believe it, then you know that everything is controlled by Christ. And because you are Christ's body, then that power falls on your shoulders. So that therefore you, as individuals and as a people, you have dominion over all because of what Christ can do in your lives. Do you believe this? If you reject it, and you believe it's a tale of what happened 2,000 years ago, you've separated yourself from the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've rejected the body, just as much of the church has done. As God's children, we are not supposed to be impotent. We're not helpless. We're not subject to the world. Rather, the world is subject to us because of the creative power of love that comes from Christ, which should be inside His body. For remember what Christ did. He reached out with His hands. He put His arms around people. He spoke to others. This is whom we serve. This is whom we are part of. This is whom we should be part and interacting with, for our God loves us. This is who you are adopted heirs with. That God desires you to be one with Him, so He may respond to you, granting your prayers. What then, as God's people, do you desire? Do you desire to be part of His body, so God's Spirit can flow through you? And then Christ is able to say, "You may ask anything from Me in My name, and I will do it. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in Me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in My name." So then, as God's people, what are you waiting for? For the power and grace and enablement is yours. You are the body of Christ. But are you willing to believe you are the body and then go out or even minister within so that Christ may respond to you? He may be able to flow through you so that you might have the impact this world needs and desires. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I pray for those who are gathered here before You. I ask, dear Lord, that You would give them the gift of faith, that they would believe that they are Your children, that they are the body of Christ within this world, that our head is He who died for us, who now sits by His Father in heaven, who wishes to intercede for the world, and that we would believe that anything that we ask in His name, he would do, so this world would be transformed. Amen.